One siman, a sum of kupe, I wait to do in Malicha. I'm sure you can guess the section that I'll be doing in Malicha. And we're going to go to Recha Milsa. I always leave Sveik Sveika. No other shir does it. I always leave it to the end. If we have time, then I'll do, there's some very good lumdus there. You could spend the rest of your life learning Sveik Sveika. And it's something I'm very interested in. And by the way, I had a man in my office yesterday who claims to be the anacle of Kuntres HaSveikas. It's a Satmar Chassid. And he told me that the brother of Kuntres HaSveikas, the Kitzos, he told me, he told me a story that there were three brothers. One was a Socher, was like a merchant. And the one Kuntres HaSveikas and the Kitzos. And I don't know if this is historically, but he was pulling my leg. But anyway, he said the mother was ill and they all came to me Vakir Chola. And she was lying in bed and she woke up the next morning and she saw that there were a mountain of Svarim on the table. And they said there was a big milchama of Torah, and said who won? And they said Mordechai, the Socher won, and that caused her to celebrate because she said, "I knew you two were Talmid Chachamim, but if he's a Talmid Chacham, then my world is complete." It's a very nice story. I hope I got it right because he told it to me in Yiddish. But I was just thinking, if you can imagine sitting at a table with Kuntres HaSveikas and the Kitzos at the same table, I mean, you could probably light, had there been radio in that area or television, the reception would have been disturbed. You know, you could probably light a room with that intelligence, probably light the city with that intelligence, Huge brain power. Yishkech. Thank you. Okay. In Sif Aleph of Kufay, we learned Dine Kavush. And we made the following distinction. If you remember the Prima Gadim there, we spent time on detailing the difference between the process of Bishul Mamash and just Mavliya Umaflit. So we said that some things are not Bishul Mamash, they just cause Mavliya Umaflit, Havla V'Haflata. Namely, this two-way flow of mixing the contents. The difference between Havla and Haflata to Bishul is that Bishul works when you have two things together in a pot and it's being Bishul, it goes both directions. This is something you might not have realized. But Havla can't happen simultaneously with Haflata halakhically. So either the thing's being Mavliya or it's being Mafli. So if you remember the sugi, if those of you saw it, it says Shema Kadam Basilko. He took it out before it stopped boiling. Then it didn't, it wasn't, we're going to see that in Basim followed in by Hanan and Eshar the Silk, we'll see plenty. That if a piece of meat was in milk, a pot of milk, and it was boiling, you, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds min b'mino, lo batel. So you can say, well, if they're shishing neged the meat, that's fine. But how about the milk that went into the meat became nevela milk and then came out? So he says, since it wasn't nach mirticha, kadam silko, he took it out, it was only boleya, it wasn't polate. Right? So the major halakhic difference, which you have to know in order to understand a lot in the se'ifim, is that bishul is a two-way process constantly, whereas havla v'haflata, which takes place where there isn't bishul, but there's the presence of some agent that causes the transmission of Iser into Heter or Heter into Iser, or one foodstuff into another, like Kvisha, like Malicha. That's not a process of Bishul with a capital base, but that's a process of Havla v'Havlata. Now, this is a big inyan, obviously, in the halachas of Basar B'Cholov. Why? Because Derech Bishul Asra Torah. The Torah Asered only midoraisa, basar b'chalav, only exists where you have derech bishul, where it happened derech bishul. So therefore, if I had kavush, where there's only havla v'haflata, I had milk soaked in meat, or meat in gravy, or cheese, or the other way around, meat soaking in milk for 24 hours, there could be a process of kvisha, there could be havla v'haflata. But there isn't Bishul. And we will learn in the first Ramah in Basar B'Cholov that only basar b'chalav d'oraisa is asar b'hanah. So therefore, if there's no bishul d'oraisa, then there's no isur hanah. What's another nafkamina? Suffek. Suffek kavush is not d'oraisa. Suffek bishul is d'oraisa. Okay. A big discussion with my wife. I'd like to study. One thing I did study over the course of is Yashin. And I decided that I don't understand how it's possible for me, given the level of chumra that I do in other things, that I eat chadash. Now, in the past, that would have led to instantaneous divorce. But I pointed out to my wife that most of the year that'll mean that I can't eat cakes. Right? So she thought that was a good idea, so just I'll have to eat matzah for, you know, in that part of time. Then Rabbi Weider, I was just discussing with Rabbi Weider. What?
I think it freezes everything.
Rabbi Weider was very helpful, since he'd like to see me balloon to the point that Teaneck adds a zip code just for me. He pointed out that the bakeries in Teaneck are all Yashin. So, I don't know. There he is. Chassan do melamelech.
How long are you fasting for?
12 months. It's a mashit anyway. By me, it was 12 minutes. Yeah, I immediately went, yes, it's altikra melech elekele, right? I immediately turned from melech to eved. Okay, now, any of you have, I apologize there were people listening to the tape, I'm going to cough the whole time. So in Sif Beis, we extend what we said about this distinction, Ligabe HaKelim, the Kli in which it takes place. And I'd like to recall for you, I believe I brought it, if I didn't, I may not have brought it, but I'd like to recall for you the sugya in Shabbos in Perakira, Daf Membeis Amud Aleph. There's a Mishnah at the very bottom of Amud Aleph. Ha'ilfas Fakdera. Sheheviran merutochin lo yitain lesochan tavli. What's the difference between an ilfas and a kedera? An ilfas is a kli rishon. It's what you put actually on the fire to cook in. Ayin Rashi Sham. Kedera is food, a tray, or, you know, a pot that you transferred the food into from the food, the kli rishon. So a kedera is a kli sheni. An ilfas is a kli rishon. And of course, we're talking about Legabe Hilchos Shabbos here. So the Mishnah says, when you have a ilfas, a kedera, shehev yiran merutachin, you remove them, merutachin, lo yitain lesochan tavlin. Oh, sorry, the ilfas and the kedera were both on the fire. I meant kara, sorry. Aval nosein hu letoch hakara, o letoch hatamchui, the tray that they bring around, you can put tavlin if the food is hot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lekol hu nosein chutz mi davar sheyesh bo chomets v'tzir. He says, no, it has to be something sharp. We'll ignore his opinion. The Mishnah establishes that a kli rishon continues to cook even after it's been taken off the fire. And therefore, it is usur on Shabbos to put tavlin into such a kli that just was taken off the fire and it's still merutachin, right? Because it's mevashel, whether it's on the fire or it isn't. Me'idach gisa, it's mutar in a kara. Dehainu, kli sheni. the cliche, the tray, the serving tray upon which the food sits. Then, according to the Mishnah, even if that food is still roseach. So it makes a difference which kli it was in as to whether or not there was bishul. Now, we should ask the following question. Let's understand that. What's the difference with a kli rishon from a kli sheni if both of them contain food that's boiling hot? Ad kadesha yatsa letisbo. And we'll go with the general shita. You can find your other shita, whatever shita you want, but that it's basically about 45 degrees Celsius is yatsa letis. Kli Rishon is Mevashel. Kli Sheni apparently ain't no Mevashel. So it has nothing to do with the temperature of the food? Well, it does. A Kli Rishon in which the food is Yad Soledes is Mevashel. A Kli Sheni in which the food is Yad Soledes is not Mevashel. So you will look in the Beis Yosef and you'll discover that Ligabe Hilchos Shabbos, a Kli Rishon, is Mevashel Kol Zman Shayat Soledes Bo. Afilu Heviro Me'al Gabe Ha'esh. A Kli Sheni, Eino Mevashel Klau. Afilu Yad Soledes Bo. So the Beis Yosef explains that the difference between the Kli Rishon and the Kli Sheni is that the defanos, the walls of the Kli Rishon, retain heat. Masha Ein came the Kli Sheni, and therefore the food cools much more quickly before it can be cooked, before there's bishul. That's the distinction. Okay. Now, this is Legabe Hilchos Shabbos. In Iser V'Heter, Anu Choshashim Afilu L'Kli Sheni, that it's Mavliya U'Maflit. And we'll come back to this in a few minutes. The Mishnah distinguishes between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. This we saw in many contexts, that there's a twofold process. There's a twofold machlokus or distinction in the Mishnah. Remember, I always say to you, the Mishnah sometimes is binary, has two categories. What are the two categories? Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. It's a Kli Rishon or it's a Kli Sheni. But there's always an intermediate case that should raise questions. Namely, Irui Kli Rishon, when you pour out of a Kli Rishon. We don't have the everybody's known by the topic of what they're expert in, so we don't have the Bishul B'Shabbos here today, but we have Schavrusa, right? Reb David is known as the Bishul B'Shabbos, because he's an expert in this area, right? Could be worse. He could have been specialized in Hilchos Mamzeres, right? What would we call them then? Okay? Now, we always have that intermediate case when we have, that is undefined when we have two extremes. Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. So let's see what the deos in the Rishonim are. Today we won't read, because I was too much in a hurry to bring my sefer, but let me summarize. Which I don't normally like to do. I like to read with you, but today let's just summarize. Let's see if we can locate and understand logically the various darkei psak in how to intermediate these two extremes, Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. Well, it would seem that Irui Kli Rishon has two possibilities. We could say that the din is Kli Rishon and everything that isn't Kli Rishon. In that case, Kli Rishon is Mevashel, Li Rui Kli Rishon, and Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi, Kli Revi are not Mevashel. Right? Or we could say, everything that has the characteristic of Kli Rishon, or some feature of Kli Rishon, is Mevashel. Everything from Kli Sheni onward is not Mevashel. In which case, Li Rui Kli Rishon is like Kli Rishon, right? You see how there are two possibilities. Okay? Say again? Okay. Mishnah says there are two categories, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. We have an intermediate case, pouring from a Kli Rishon. You say, Pashu, Irui Kli Rishon. It's like Kli Rishon, it's Mevashel. Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. Is the dagesh on the fact that Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, but everything else is? Everything under? Or is it that only Kli Rishon is Mevashel and everything under isn't? What do you do with the intermediate case? Okay? Why do I make such a overstate such an obvious thing? Because I want you in learning to anticipate that when you see binary categories, there can be an intermediate case that will raise the most amount of excitement. Right? How do you define the intermediate case? Now, we've got two versions of Rabbeinu Tam for this particular case. We've got the Ran in Shabbos, who cites Rabbeinu Tam that Irui Kli Rishon is like Kli Rishon, and therefore it's Mivashel Bekulo. The completely cooks. In the Tosfos of Avodah Zarah, if you want to know where to find it, it's Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We cite Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Baruch, and they post a paskin that Irui Kli Rishon is only Mevashel Kidei Klipa, the outer ring. So now we got two opinions. And then we have a third opinion, which is the opinion of the Rashbam, that Irui Kli Rishon is not Mevashel Klal. You can find all this in the Beis Yosef and in the Shach. I'm just organizing it for you. So let's see. A Napka Mina Ledina, Kol Echad Lefi Dato. So according to both opinions brought in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, which are actually quite close. One is that Irui Kli Rishon is Mevashel. The other is it's not Mevashel Bekulo, it's only Mevashel Kidei Klipa. But according to both of those, you would say that it's usur to pour from a Kli Rishon onto cold food in Shabbos. Right? I've got gravy and a Kli Rishon. It's yatza lettuce. I can't pour it onto cold food. Irui Kli Rishon is Mevashel. According to one version of Rabbeinu Tam, the version in Avodah Zarah, it's Mevashel Kidei Klipa. According to the other one, it's Mevashel Bekulo. According to the Rashbam, it's mutter legamre to pour from a Kli Rishon onto cold food. Because Irui Kli Rishon is not Mevashel, and it's like a Kli Sheni Mamash. So it's only Kli Rishon that's Mevashel. Okay? Those three. Now, let's see if we can make some sense of this. See how this might come about. How could you have such diametrically opposed? We have a Gemara, Emes Torah Tehenu HaKadosh. How could this be? Right? It's a Beferish art school. Right? How could this be? So let's look where on this page that I gave you, up above, you'll see the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel that starts on the previous page, but there's only a few words, so I only gave you the one page. It's in Paraketzat Solim, which of course is in Psachim Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. What comes before in the previous page? Itmar. Cham l'tol cham. Pouring from a Kli Rishon onto a Kli Rishon. Divrei HaKol. What? Awesome. Right, of course. Tzonein l'toch tzonein. Divrei HaKol. Mutter. Cham l'toch tzonein. V'tzonein l'toch cham. Now we need a principle to see why they, Rav and Shmuel, say the exact opposite. Rav amar ilo'a givar, the upper food, the food that's being poured, is the one that we follow. If it's hot, then there's bishul. If it's cold, then there isn't. Shmuel amar ta'ta givar, the bottom is the one that is determinant. Okay, all of this you have in front of you on this omelet. How does the sugya wind up? The conclusion of the Gemara is like Shmuel, because there's a brisa that follows him, that agrees with him. Let's look in the wide lines and the second of the wide lines. Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. Cham lito cham. Aser. Everybody agrees, we said. V'chein sonein shenasan lito cham. Sonein shenasan lito cham. Aser. Why? Tatogvar, right? Okay. Cham lito sonein. They didn't say that. Cham poured into tzonein, but tzonein l'toch tzonein, just mediach, just wash it off. Then the Gemara asks, wait a minute. Cham l'toch tzonein mediach, just wash it off? Kevan dechamhu, ademekar le, while it's cooling off, eifshar delo bala porta? Isn't it, it's impossible that it didn't absorb a little bit? Klipa mihani bai. We should at least require a kidei klipa. Ela ema cham l'toch tzonein. So on the basis of this analysis, they revise their version of the brisa and say cham l'toch tzonein kolef. You cut off the outer ring. Tzonein l'toch tzonein media. Okay? So who are we paskin like? Shmuel. How do, which one of the three Rishonim does this fit? Does it? You have Cham Irui Kli Rishon. Cham L'toch Tzonein. What does he say? Today Klipa. It's not Mivashel. So therefore, what's he Rui Kli Rishon? It's not Mivashel. So it seems to be like one of the two Rabbeinu Tams. Which Rabbeinu Tam does it, or does it like the Rashbam? I think it's like the Rashbam. If we say it's only Usher Mishum Klipa, then it's clear that it's not Usher Mishum Bishul, right? Bishul is Bikulel. And Klipa is only because of Mavliya Umaflit, like we saw by Kavush.
Make the argument either way, then.
Could I?
Make a call official. I mean, if there's a concept, or being concept of only being a vessel, it's a klipa.
So maybe I could say that there is a notion of quasi-bishul. But on the surface, Dan, before you introduce that notion, sort of Occam's razor, the simplest thing would be to say, right, follows the Rashbam, right? What the Rashbam say? There's no bishul. What did Irui Kli Rishon? What did the Tosfos say? The Rashbam says that you can pour tavlin from a Kli Rishon into a Kli Sheni. There's no bishul. So the Rashbam seems to say, Tatagvar, a good proof for the Rashbam would seem to be the Sugya in Psachim. Yes? No? Shall we say it again? Well, we're going to try to make it like Rabbeinu Tam because the Ron's going to help us. But what did Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam said that, what did he say? He said two things. He said it's Aser Laros Mikli Rishon L'Tof Ochel Kar B'Shabbos. Because either it's Mivashel the Kulo, or like Dan said, it's Mivashel Kedei Klipa. But still Bishul, and it's Aser on Shabbos. What does Shmuel say? Cham L'Tof Tzonei Mutter. Tatokvar seems to follow. Shmuel seems to be a proof for the Rashbam. Yes? Okay? What? What we've seen so far, let's leave, okay? Sorry? Yeah, it added, no, the bottom part it also, it added today Klipa, right? Ad the Mekar, isn't it possible it was Bala Porta? So we could say, we have to say that that's either Bishul, or that this case in Safim is a very special limited case. It certainly doesn't fit Rabbeinu Tam.
Which way? Which Rabbeinu Tam?
It doesn't fit the one that says that it's Bishul Lagamre.
Right, but it might. But, if you
but he said it's Mivashel Kedei Klipa. But the shot of the words say, Ad the Mekar, shouldn't it be Boleya Porta? That seems to me to be not, should say Ad the Mekar, you know, Bashel, Bashel Bashule Porta, it should say. But it doesn't. It says it was absorbed. Maybe there's a way out of it. So, on the surface, from this Gemara here, Rashbam looks like he's sitting pretty. So the Beis Yosef quotes a Nafkamina according to the Rashbam. Rashbam. He was matir to do maliga. Do you know what maliga is? Maliga is to pour boiling water onto a chicken in order to remove its notzos, its feathers, even before it's been nimlach. Okay? La'aros mayim rokhim mikli rishon v'hamayim nivloim l'toka tarnagolas. That's the Rashbam, right? It should be, right? Because he says cham l'tok tzonein is mutter. Right? Ad the mekar, it had to be boleya something. What's it boleya though? Just water. Right? So he matirs. What do we care about water that it was boleya? Water's not usher. It has little micropods or something in it. Okay. To remove feathers before chicken is koshered by running hot water over it from a kli rishon. Can't hear you. Because it hasn't been salted yet. Maybe you're cooking it. Maybe you're cooking, you're going to have dam shabishlo. So you're not supposed to do lachila, right? We're going to learn all that when we get to melicha. Now, how can we explain the two opinions of Rabbeinu Tam in both nuschos? This is awful. Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos, Avodah Zarah, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Irui is mivashel kidei klipa. And therefore it's aser la'aros mikli rishon al gabe ochel tzonein b'shabbos. Okay, right? So what would he say about Maliga? Can you do it? No, because you'd be mivashel. Be mivashel an unkosher chicken. It would appear that Rabbeinu Tam is also a perush of the opinion of Shmuel. Dilamaskana, Shmuel also maintains that Cham Letok Tzonein is Aser Kedei Klipa. Well, Lachain, we have to explain that that was Bishul, according to him. Right? We could say that, right, Dan? Say that's Bishul. Ad Kedei Klipa. Aval Leka Bishul Bekulo. So we just have to take a little license with the words and say that when he was pouring on the Cham Letok Tzonein, and it says that it was Bolea Porte, means it was cooked a little bit, Kedei Klipa. Okay? And that, therefore, would be the force of Tata Gvar, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Baruch. That Tata Gvar means that if the bottom is Kli Rishon, then there's Bishul Bekulo. If only the top is Cham Kli Rishon, then there's only Bishul Kedei Klipa. That'd be Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Baruch. Could it fit? Sure. How about the and what, by the way, again, is the difference between Bishul and Mavlio Maflit? In Mavlio Maflit, we said that it only works in one direction. It's either Maflit or it's Mavliya. And therefore, the Rashba Matirs Limlog, because Bibishul, because there's no inyan of Mavliya or Maflit. And therefore, it's usur, according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, to do maligas tarnagolas b'mayim rotchim, because there is bishul, right? Rashbam, there's no bishul. For Rabbeinu Tam, there is. Even if they both reflect on the fact that Shmuel says it's usur kedei klipa, one has it usur because of bishul, the other has it usur only because of havla v'haflata. Rabbeinu Tam hamuva baran is a little harder to square. Because he paskins Irui Kli Rishon is Kli Rishon and Mivashel Bekulo. But here he says Cham Letok Tzonein, it's only goes to the Klipa. So the Ron introduces another distinction to explain Rabbeinu Tam. He divides Irui into two cases. What are they? Irui Shakiloach Nifsak, Irui She'ein Hakiloach Nifsak. Irui Shakiloach Nifsak is when you pour and it goes through the air and it doesn't go right into the coffee. It goes through the air. There's some space. So the kiloach, you know the word miklachat. Yeshiva probably generally don't know that word so well. But you certainly heard it. If you're married, you've heard it. Kiloach is the stream. It's the stream for pouring. So if the kiloach is nifsak, right? There's a difference between kiloach nifsak and kiloach sheino nifsak. And the Ron uses this to solve the problem of cham letoch tzonein de oser kidei klipa. And he explains, what does it mean? Cham letoch tzonein de oser kidei klipa de tatal gvar. This is only in an irui shenifsak hakiloach. Aval irui shelo nifsak hakiloach. Dino kikli rishon umivashel bekulo. So what's he done? He fit the Rabbeinu Tam in, but he really took the teeth out of him. Took the teeth out of the kula, right? Tatagvar only applies to say there was no bishul if there was space between the kiloach and the food. It's a logical move. Do you see the logical move that he's making? Okay? If you'd like to see this, which I know you would, in greater detail, go back over for Seif Beis, the Tur, and the Shach. I think the Shach is Seif Cut and Hay, if I remember correctly. We'll explain this in great detail. Yes, sir? There's any space. Right. No, not really. Don't you, when you don't want to spill, don't you pour your non-dairy creamer right into the coffee so that while it's streaming through there, yeah, at the beginning, there's a little space. There has to be, unless you submerge it and you put it in and then let it come out, right? But the kiloach is going right from here into the thing. You pour it close up. If you pour it way up here so that all the stuff goes through the air, then it's kiloach shenifsak.
And then what's pouring it off the air?
Yeah.
Air is
well, he had to have some distinction, or it doesn't work. I'm more interested in the. See, in the end, I remain a logician more than a practical person.
Like if you like pour like on this, like let's say it's in a pot, like you pour it to the side, like not directly onto it, you pour next to it on the pot.
Okay.
That was
I've always envisioned it like a huge whatever.
So the liquid itself can be mashlin that pumps up?
Yeah. It's connected while you're doing it, right? Liquid's coming down and it's connected. There's a connection all the way through the coffee and the milk up here. Right? They're connected. If I do it way up here, they're not connected. Right? Okay? Except for the time being. We can revise it later. Okay? The point is, does this distinction appear? It does. But in another way, and I'll come to that. I don't think I'm going to do that now. But does it appear in what we read? No. The Ron supplies it. Kiloach nifsak. Whatever it means, whatever it doesn't mean. The Ron supplies it in order to solve a problem, to square Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, as being a perush of the sugya. Now, besides suffek, I said it before, the big nafkamina, I have a kli rishon that was husar mina esh. If its contents are still yad soledis, dehainu 45 degrees Celsius, then it is mevashel bekulo. If it is milk and a piece of meat falls into it, then we have basar bechalav dioraisa, and it's asar behana. Because only basar bechalav dioraisa is asar behana. If it's only mavliya umaflit, the extreme case, of course, is kavush, but any of these other cases that we mentioned, and there's no bishul, then there's not basir b'chalav d'oraisa, and therefore there's no iser hanah. Okay? There's another nafkamina in the Maliga case. It's a little more subtle. There are two varieties, actually three varieties of blood, in four varieties, let's say, of blood that in an animal. But we wait long enough, I'll be up to five. Okay? First is dam hanefesh. That is when the Rubashkin Schlachthaus has slaughtered the animal, and there is through tusi money, rove of tusi money. What are the tusi money in the neck? The karna and the veshet, right? Okay, it's been through the trachea and the esophagus, and it's a rove of both of those. And blood is coming out. That's dama nefesh, and that dam is asur min haTorah. There is other blood in the animal, in the meat. When you roast meat, there's still blood in there. Even if you're moleach it, there's still blood in there. As a matter of fact, even worse. I was in the butcher shop, and the butcher handed me a little piece of meat that hadn't been salted. This butcher he requires you to salt your own meat. And he said, which, you got to taste this, steak tartare, right? I ate it. My wife was horrified. Don't you know anything? What is this like? Don't you know anything? You know? And the answer is that there is blood called dam ha'evarim, that's dam ha'muvla babasar. That dam, as long as it's in its natural state, in the animal's body, is not usur. There was a third category, and that's the dam that's kanus in the gidi, in the arteries. It's like dam be'ain. It's like a little kli inside. Cut open the animal. You have to remove those arteries. Those gidi nuvradi. That's like mamish dam be'ain in a kli. And then the last is dam ha'pleta. Dam that came out during the process of salting. Dam ha'evarim shenisorer v'yatza l'chutz is usur. That's why you have to salt things in a kli menukav so that the blood runs out. This is just for those, I know some people sent me email, they're not here today, but that they are doing the whole siman and they wanted to know something about melicha. Okay? So that dam can't be reabsorbed. Dam ha'evarim shepeiresh mi makom lemakom, within the animal, unnaturally. You kick the animal in the thigh and a bruise developed. How do you get a bruise? What is that? It's dam niskabetz, right? It's dam that came together, right? That gathered. That dam is peiresh mi makom lemakom. That dam is asur. We'll discuss whether it's asur d'oraisa or asur d'rabbanan when we get to melicha. In the Maliga case, dam shebishlo might be mutter, but if you cook meat and you don't wait for all the stuff to come out, or you roast it and you draw it out, then that meat has blood shenisorer letzeis, was perish mimakom lemakom. That blood could be usher. Right? Okay. So, when it's still in its natural state in the basar, it's not a problem. When it isn't, it is. Okay? How about the Maliga case? if we hold that the pouring of the water on it, like, is just bishul, then all that's happening is mavliya. Because remember we said things in havlah v'havlata, only one process happens. So while it's being mavliya, there's no process to be mavlit. Therefore, the blood isn't moving within the meat. Okay? And there's a Dennis Quaid movie where he goes in a little capsule with Martin Short into a piece of meat to see Dame Vari, if it was Perish Mimakom Mimakom. You can get it at Blockbuster. So, and he reports that that is the case. So the fact of the matter is, if you say that it's only Havlah v'Havlata, then the Maliga with hot water is no problem. If you say that it's Bishul, then Bishul causes the Dam to be Perish Mimakom Mimakom. Even if you say it's only Bishul, Kidei Klipa. So what would the Rabbeinu Tam say in the second verse, in the Muvah V'ran? Kidei Klipa? He'd say it's Asa. What would he say in the Avodah Zarah Sugya? Where he says it's Mevashel Kulo, if I have the two of them right, in my feverish fog here. What would he say about that? He'd say it's Mamash Asa. Right? So any way you look at it, Rabbeinu Tam would aser the Maliga case. The Rashbam Matir is the Maliga case. Because he holds that Ham Latov Tzone Lo Eino Bishul, Lo Haya Bishul, Velo Atid Liyo Bishul. Okay? It's just not Bishul. Okay? That's a pretty complicated set of opinions that you might not. That's the only hard thing, what we've done in C phase. You should be pretty much in C phase and C gimbal pretty much to run through it. I noticed on the website that one of the shearing came up, Rabbi Sobolovsky, has a shear on making tea. And he's usually pretty good on those halakhic, on summarizing the halakhic shitos. I'm sure Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni will enter into the discussion. I highly commend any of his halakha shiurim to anybody to get an overall view. So if you'd like to download it, you'll find it. It's on the website, Making Tea, on Shabbos. And I've listened to it, so I don't want to repeat what I think you can just listen to on your own. It's very good for an eye river. So next time, we'll continue with Se'if Dalet through the end of Kuf Hei. Okay? And then we go to Reicha Milsahi. Things to look at, I'm going to do Dinei Tzli. That's what I'm going to do the rest of that. I'm going to skip. I always do something on T and Kli Sheni and Kli. I go further. But I think you should listen to Rabbi Sobolovsky. I thought it was a masterful shir, so I think you should listen to it. Okay? So I think you find it. It's quite a talented individual. Okay? Anyway, so wish everybody a... I join everybody in wishing me a Rosh Hashanah. Okay. All right. Have a good week. Have a good Shabbat.